Voltaire, his dates then are 1694 to 1778. He was born in a small village near Paris, just outside Paris, in 1694. He was ostensibly the son of a well-to-do lawyer, though he himself claimed subsequently that he was in fact illegitimate and that his real father had been a man, the Chevalier de Rocheprune, who was a songwriter and minor poet, and also a minor aristocrat. And Voltaire much preferred the idea that this sort of man was his father rather than this very earnest, well-to-do lawyer. Thanks to his father's wealth, Voltaire enjoyed then the best education that money could buy. And on leaving school, he very quickly found fame as a playwright, and his first verse tragedy, Oedipe, then, about Oedipus, was first performed in 1718, so when Voltaire was 24, and was an overnight success and kind of made his reputation, really, for the rest of his life. He remained the great playwright, the great tragedian, who was following on from Corneille and Racine. He wrote some 27 tragedies in the remainder of his life, as well as some comedies in both verse and in prose. And so he was indeed, Voltaire, for the French of the time, meant the most successful playwright of the 18th century, whose plays then were performed more than anyone else's in France, and other than Shakespeare, indeed in England also. He quickly became famous also as the writer of an epic called La Henriade, which he wrote and then published in 1723, which is based on the model of Virgil's Aeneid and traces the story of the French Wars of Religion in the 16th century and of Henri IV, Henry IV, who was the Protestant who acceded to the throne and famously converted to Catholicism in order to unite the nation. But this fame then made Voltaire a number of enemies, especially amongst some of the aristocrats who felt that he was had become too big for his boots, if you like. And famously and infamously, a young aristocrat called the Chevalier de Rouen hired some men to beat Voltaire up. And when Voltaire subsequently challenged the Chevalier de Rouen to a duel, there was a great scandal because, of course, bourgeois gentlemen didn't fight duels with aristocrats. So there's a big scandal. The establishment turned its back, really, on Voltaire, and he was, in a way, permanently disillusioned by that. And he was indeed sent into exile, well, exiled from Paris. And so to make a kind of virtue of necessity, he decided to visit England, above all, to try and go and sell La Henriade to the English. This particular visit to England then, 1726 to 1728, left a very deep impression on him. He found in England a complete contrast to the absolutist regime of monarchy and church in France. He found a relative degree of religious toleration, and he, who came in fact from a long line of merchants, found a much greater commercial freedom in England and consequent economic growth. He also found that England seemed to be much more tolerant of its intellectuals than France was. And in particular, he discovered the new science of Newton and the philosophy of John Locke. And this was a kind of turning point in Voltaire's life and in a way made him the Voltaire that we now know. And so the publication of the Lettres Philosophiques, the Philosophical Letters in 1734, shows us a new Voltaire. And this book, then, is a series of quasi-journalistic letters about different aspects of English life, religious, political, intellectual, cultural life. And this is sort of when Voltaire becomes a philosophe, as the term has it, a philosopher, but in the broadest sense of a thinker and a free thinker, calling into question the religious and political authorities of his time.